BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Not just any Monday. It's Green Monday. Spend, spend, spend.
Yeah, so supposedly there's supposed to be all kinds of specials again today. And they also started calling it Green Monday because it's the highest selling Monday in December. I don't know. Something weird.
I don't know.
Well, I haven't even started. I'm kind of freaking out. Not going to lie. I mean, I don't know how we got here to the 10th already. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I've started making a list. I've started with my kids. So I'm here with my list. And I think if I get it together this week that I can spend, spend, spend by the weekend, then I'll have it all knocked out.
You know what I don't like to get?
What's that?
Gift cards.
Yeah.
I don't like to give them, and I don't like to get them.
I agree.
I think they're really just...
What about cash?
I like to give.
And get.
And get. I like to... So yeah. You want to just throw me 60 bucks since our like we're hitting at 60? You give me 60, I'll give you 60. Put it in a card. Call it a happy... Merry Christmas.
Well, I don't know if we'll go that route because I think with us, it's better to do the gifts exchange because we can do goofy stuff. And
well, I'm already $20 in Jesus Band-Aids.
Okay, well,
so
see what I mean?
Mind.
Yeah, because I'd never go out and buy the Jesus Band-Aids.
Yeah.
So I think we get a little goofy with that. So I kind of like that. But I'm talking about, like, you know, you got nephews and nieces that are turning 13, 14 years old. I don't know what to buy.
I know.
It's better off just to give them 40 bucks or so.
I agree
with
that.
Say, here, you know, run with it. Have fun.
Do it how you want, kid.
But does that take the Christmas out of it?
Of course it does. It's mean and uncaring. And you hate your nephew.
Yeah. Well,
so
if I got him what he wanted, it would cost me $120 because he wants, you know, very expensive sneakers.
Well, get him for him. You only live once.
I'd rather go the $40 route.
Oh my God. You know what? Don't you want to be the best uncle ever?
No, I've never really thought about it. I've never had that desire.
I always go for that prize.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
You shoot for the best aunt.
I do, for sure.
The best sister.
Yeah.
You shoot for all those categories. I don't aim for the top.
Well, they're always so happy because they're like, Aunt Beth just got us a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Aunt Beth sucks.
And Jamie just bought us a Mercedes. We lucky, and Jamie.
No, I got him 1 year. I got him the most ridiculous, outrageous gift ever. Do this, because I think your nephews are young, right?
Yeah.
I got them when they were little a trampoline.
You did?
Oh, my God. My sister's so mad.
Really?
Yeah, get them a huge, full-size trampoline for their yard.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
And it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, parents hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they have one.
Well, exactly. Go and get them.
What's a good trampoline run for?
I don't know.
Sean. Hey, Schmidl, can you look up trampolines real quick and just see how much it costs?
A good trampoline.
Can I get one for 50 or 60 bucks?
No, but I don't think you want to do that.
Why not?
Somebody said, wow, Amazon just canceled my Jesus Band-Aid order because they said they were sold out. Boom, that's right.
Ooh.
That's right.
Did you get yours yet?
I got my Jesus Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're in business.
BJ, a good trampoline is going to run you about 400 bucks.
But that's for both kids.
Oh, yeah.
We're going up in price. I just said $120 was too much for the sneakers.
Oh, God.
Now we're $200 a kid.
I don't understand cheap people.
I'm not being cheap.
Kinda. I don't understand. It's the time of year you do what I do. You take all 7 of your credit cards and you max them out, okay?
Yeah.
Because then it's only $10 a month for each one.
Can I ask you another question when it comes to buying? Okay. If this is like a big faux pas, that I'm just actually ruining Christmas, I come off as a cheap SOB or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know somebody that wants something that's a little expensive.
I would love for you to get me that Rolex.
Stop it. I'm being serious here. Okay. I need your opinion here.
Okay. Somebody,
you too, Schmidl.
So somebody as in who? Your mom?
Just somebody.
Is it somebody that's a relative?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hit me.
And what they've asked for, requested, is right at about $800-$900.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Do you love them? Do you love this person?
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, you don't love them?
Yeah. Love is a strong word. Look, $800 or $900. Stop asking me questions. Can I please finish?
Well, I just need to know what kind of love you have. Yeah.
I know someone that has the exact same thing that they want.
Yeah.
Slightly used.
Okay.
But I can get it for $250.
But it's used.
Yeah. Is that a bad...
Gosh.
Well, listen to me now. Come on now. I'm being very serious.
Well, it's really hard since you're being so like, you know, you're being a little aloof about I know you have to be.
Yeah.
So I can't really judge. Like, if it's a piece of, like, I wouldn't
it's
mind.
It's important.
I wouldn't mind, like, a used Rolex. That'd be okay with me.
Okay.
But that'd be far more than that. But I'm just saying, used Rolex is cool. You can get one of those at a pawn shop
for me. Let's say that if you, okay, you wanted a Rolex, and if I could find one.
At a pawn shop.
Yeah, get a little chip on it, maybe.
I don't really want it with the chip.
Somebody's kind of put a little scar across the face of it a little bit so that it looks like an extra hand.
Right.
It's so big. And I can buy this thing. Normally, it was a $3,500 Rolex, but I can get it at the pawn shop for $400. You're saying that's not a bad idea?
If it's not a scratch as much as you say it, if they make it all nice and put, yeah, I'd be all right.
Yeah, you don't want to be able to tell that it's used.
Yeah, good point, Dylan. Yeah. So this thing that you're buying for somebody, and it's $800, but you can get it for $200?
Yeah.
Can you tell it's used?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, dear
God. I found it on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is that bad? I feel like I'm...
Cheap?
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to come off as like, really? He bought that? But I'm telling you, it looks brand spanking new.
Are they like
the picture?
WeatherTech liners for the whole car or something? Because that's fine if it's used.
No, this would be more in the line of...
I'm just thinking like who I know.
This would be more like in the line of a, let's say, a workout machine.
Oh.
Okay.
You can get a used treadmill. I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's say a treadmill.
Yeah, I'm okay with a used treadmill.
Okay,
yeah.
But a treadmill, would that bother you that if I go to Marketplace or even Craigslist and I get one for, say, a third of the price?
Yeah.
And they barely even used it, hung a few clothes on it.
If you look at it and you clean it up and you make sure that it doesn't look like, you know, somebody did bad things on it and, you know, the belt's not worn out with their tennis shoe prints.
Oh, not even used. I mean, it may not even have an hour's use on it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I just got a new lease on Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that one's different. We weren't sure what you were.
Because I felt like purchase. I was going to be on the hook for about $1,200 here.
Yeah. No, get a used one. Nobody uses it. I spent like $1,200 on a stupid treadmill. Never used it. Gave it to 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And the guy's
you
like,
gave it away?
Well, they took it away. Yeah.
And what'd you give it away for?
Because I needed it out of my house. I was
let somebody like me or Schmidl come over and get it. We could always go and sell it.
Nobody's going to go and sell it. It's going to leave it set in your basement as well.
Dill, am I right about this?
Oh,
you
could
have easily gotten that and sold it, couldn't you?
That'd
made
like
a couple
$500. Yeah.
Everybody says that crap. I love you guys. I do. But everybody's like, I could have taken that and made a couple $100. It's saturated. The market's saturated. Nobody's going to buy it.
Unbelievable. Jamie, there's a person out there to buy anything that you stick up there. I've told you the story. There's a person that drove 35 miles to my house to pick up a box of clothes hangers.
That's weird.
I'm just telling you, there is a buyer for everything.
All right, fine. I'll get
everything.
I'll
start, From now on, don't do that.
All right,
when you own something like that, tell us first. We'll come and get it. I got a truck. We'll come and get it.
I have 3 car seats. You going to go put them up on Facebook?
Yes.
3 car seats.
Yes. Dylan, let's put them up.
All right.
Let's get in the car seat
I'm
business.
I'm on it. All right.
Me
I'm
and you.
I'm starting a post right now.
Yeah. Let's create a post. I'm telling you,
so
we can sell
them. I'm going to bring you my junk every day.
Throw those car seats in and bring them. Oh, all right. Let's do this.
Okay,
let's do this. Give us your car seats. Bring them in.
Okay.
Let us put it to the test
this week. That's a great point.
And if we can sell it, then from now on, you don't give that stuff away.
Okay.
You give
that
us a shot.
That's a great deal.
Okay. Because Dylan could make money on this.
And right now, since it's Christmas, like I have a, we'll do this.
Okay.
All right.
Let us try to prove a point to you, because I think we could do this, Dylan.
I know I can do it.
Yeah. He knows he can.
Yeah.
I said, I think. He says he knows.
Well, and then you guys, and the thing is, you don't mind creeps coming to your house because you both are kind of creepy.
Yeah, we'll meet them here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
if you bring the car seats here, we'll have them come to the radio station and buy them.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying.
What was this whole segment about?
You gave away a $1,500 treadmill.
I don't know if it's $1,500.
You gave it away.
I got it on sale. I had a coupon.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.